This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
From ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. U.S. and Iraqi forces now say they conducted a raid in western Iraq earlier this week, which targeted and killed 15 ISIS militants. 5 U.S. personnel were wounded, a defense official tells ABC News, and an additional 2 were injured from falls during the operation. In the race for the White House, the abortion battle is heating up. ABC's senior national correspondent Terry Moran reports.
Trump is trying to play cleanup after he indicated he might support a referendum on the ballot in his home state of Florida that aims to overturn the state's near-total abortion ban. The campaign quickly issued a statement. President Trump has not yet said how he will vote on the ballot initiative in Florida. He simply reiterated that he believes 6 weeks is too short. When Trump was asked again, he said, "I'll be voting no."
The Harris-Walz campaign, meanwhile, has announced a reproductive freedom bus tour starting in Florida next week. You're listening to ABC News. A chain of severe thunderstorms is threatening to tie up the travel plans of millions of Americans this Labor Day weekend.
The powerful storm system that already hammered the upper Midwest now threatening to throw a wrench in the travel plans of millions as it pushes east on the unofficial last weekend of summer.
Attention, fairgoers, a severe storm is approaching. You are encouraged to seek shelter.
At the Minnesota State Fair in St. Paul, people taking cover. Virginia, also rocked by thunderstorms. And northwest of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, powerful straight-line winds snapping huge trees, ripping away roofs.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault reporting from Newark International Airport in New Jersey. Elon Musk's X platform is now banned in Brazil, the company's fourth largest market. It comes after the platform refused to comply with a judge's order to ban certain accounts. And the FAA has now cleared the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket to fly again. I'm Mike Dubusky.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It really does feel like we're the center of the presidential election here in the Badger State. This week, we had a visit from President Donald Trump in La Crosse, and then his running mate for Vice President J.D. Vance was in De Pere, and then the Democrats will be back here next week. Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz will be in Milwaukee on Monday, and President Joe Biden will be in southwestern Wisconsin on Tuesday. And expect some heavier traffic this weekend, of course. Domestic travel is expected to be 9% higher than it was last year. And a gallon of gas is 34 cents cheaper than last year, too. AAA says the busiest times on the road are Friday afternoon. Luckily, that's behind us now. And all day Monday, so just be ready to be patient. Airports are also expected to be swamped. Enjoy, and wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, please be safe on this long weekend. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers won their final preseason game 30-7 over the Baltimore Ravens. Green Bay finishing with a preseason record of 2 wins and 1 loss. On defense, the Packers had 4 takeaways, including linebacker Christian Welch, who once played for the Ravens and is a native of Iola, Wisconsin, head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's just a smart, tough, physical player. I thought that interception that he had was an outstanding play. It looked like, to me, he baited the quarterback right there as a hook player and just made a great break on the ball and made the play. I mean, and then he had a heck of a return.
Who's going to be the Packers' kicker? Greg Olsen and Anders Carlson both had field goals from beyond 50 yards out. Then Carlson missed wide right from just 32 yards out.
Both those guys went in there and hit a 54-yarder and a 55-yarder, and then there's a poor moment there where we miss a chip shot.
Baseball, Brewers and the A's tonight in Oakland. The Crew winning last night 11-3. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight to a low close to 60. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow. Highs in the mid-80s. Mid-70s for highs Sunday and Labor Day. More sun. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Currently, it's 66.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up for Maggie and the Millionaires, we'll be talking with Saru Jayaraman. We'll also check in with Dr. Ben Weston, medical advisor to Milwaukee County, and Chef Adam Pavla.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is Gabriel Rosales, the Texas LULAC State Director. There's just some wild stuff going on down in Texas here. Gabriel, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. First off, tell us about LULAC. For people who are unfamiliar
LULAC
with your organization.
We're one of the largest and oldest civil rights organizations, Texas being our largest membership. But we have over a few hundred thousand members across the country.
Great. And that's the League of United Latin American Citizens, right? That's what the acronym stands for? Yeah, okay.
Yes,
and
sir.
So tell us what Ken Paxton is doing down there in Texas. What's happening?
You know, in 2022, Ken Paxton has been pushing that this voter fraud. As you know, the Republican Party continues to act as if there's been this massive voter fraud where they've never been able to prove. So he put together this investigative team that goes into communities. They started to kind of under the radar. We just really didn't figure out what was going on in Tarrant County. Destroying people's lives, you know. Mm-hmm. They lose their jobs, they lose their houses, and then we got the charges dropped. They then again came back in April of this year, and they raided in Pearsall, Texas. Again, it was under the radar. I really didn't, I was hearing rumors of these things, and whoever it was that got served, they weren't really communicating with us. It wasn't until a couple of days ago they hit some of the LULAC membership. And that's when we kind of got the bigger picture of what was going on. And so what we do know, go ahead.
No, finish what you do know is.
So what we do know, right, is that one of the things that LULAC has fought for is to under Russell Rosales' 200 single member district lawsuits, opening up the doors for Latinos to be able to run for office. Our fight has always been to have a seat at the table, and so this is kind of a pushback on that. But they're using their office to affect the outcome. They were hoping that we weren't going to say anything, that it was just going to happen and everybody was going to be scared and they were going to continue on. And closer to November, they're probably going to bring up fraudulent charges, making our candidate, Cecilia Castellano, who's a LULAC member, a criminal. It doesn't even matter if the charges stick. They put that out there right before election time to affect the outcome of an election, and that to me is illegal.
Ron DeSantis did this little trick down in Florida just before the 2022 election, I think it was, when he was on the ballot, and he had for reelection, and he kicked in the doors of a couple of dozen, mostly black people, in Florida. and paraded them before the cameras in shackles. Most of them had no idea that they had committed a crime. They were people who the state had said, sure, you can vote. You know, these were people who were convicted felons, but, you know, had served their time. And, of course, Florida had passed that whole ballot initiative that allowed for them to vote. And they dropped a lot of the charges after the election, but it appeared that during that election, there were almost a million fewer black voters in that election than there had been 2 years earlier. From which I think you could derive the conclusion that kicking in the doors of black voters succeeds in causing a lot of black people to say, you know, I really don't want to vote. Is that what's going on in Texas, only with Hispanics? Are they kicking in the doors of people's houses?
Yes, that's exactly what's going on. But one of the things here is we're not going to stand for it. We're going to continue to push forward. We're going to continue because there's a House District 80 race that Governor Abbott here is gunning for. Yeah. It's a 51% Republican turnout, but over 80% Latino population. But the Latino people historically have a historic apathy. But since we've been in there organizing and knocking on doors and talking to people, we've been able to increase that. We actually got our candidate onto the ballot. It was a tough race, but we got her in there. And I think they know the writing on the wall. So it just... Their candidate, McCaughlin, who's been endorsed by the governor and by Ken Paxton, is the race that they're trying to impact because it's going to be an embarrassment when we win this election for them.
I understand that you're going to the federal government, to the Department of Justice, I believe, and saying, please do something about Ken Paxton's terror tactics here. Is that true?
Well, yes, we are. We're actually going to file a charge of official suppression. We're working together with people like MolDev, and we're hopefully going to get a hold of ACLU as well, because it shouldn't just be us. It's not just going to be us. Yeah. You know, when they invade the civil rights of one person, they're invading all of us.
Yeah.
And so we can't just stand by and allow this to take place. The Department of Justice, as you know, historically, has always been our relief here in Texas and South Texas, dating back to the beginning of time with the civil rights movement as well. So it just seems like they're resorting back to their old tactics of harassment, of coming and pointing guns at our people. These ladies were 80-year-old ladies. They're grandmothers.
Wow.
What they couldn't do in Uvalde, they did to our poor little old ladies. So these people are, it's just it's unthinkable, the harassment. I had Lydia Martinez, one of the victims. She was crying on the phone.
Yeah.
And I told her, don't worry about it. We're with you. What they do to you, they do to us. We're not going to let you do this alone. And so we blasted out, and thank you for covering this,
yeah,
because we want people to know the truth. The truth is nobody broke any laws.
Yeah.
The truth is that they're using this voting integrity unit to go out and intimidate the Latino community here in Texas. And we're not going to stand for it.
Yeah,
we're going to fight back. We're organizing press conferences on every county from Frio to Atascosa within the House District, aiming to let people know, don't be scared. Justice and equality is through the ballot box.
This is a long-time Republican strategy. And we're talking with Gabriel Rosales, the Texas LULAC state director. LULAC.org is the website. Operation Eagle Eye, I mean, you know, William Rehnquist started his political career, which ended with him being Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, started his political career standing outside polling places in Phoenix, in rural areas around Phoenix where there was large Latino populations and Native American populations. And he was a big bear of a man, and he was a lawyer, and he just challenged their right to vote and would challenge them so aggressively that many of these people would simply leave. They wouldn't bother voting. He threatened them and those kind of... And this was a nationwide effort by Republicans in the 1964 election, the Barry Goldwater election. So they've been doing this for a long time, Gabriel.
Definitely,
it worked for, you know, Ron DeSantis in Florida, you know, scaring black voters. It's got to be a fine line that you're walking here between helping publicize Ken Paxton's raids, because he wants that publicized. He wants people to be afraid. He wants them to think, hey, if you're Hispanic,
right,
and you vote, they're going to kick in your door and drag you off. And even if you get off, you're going to have to spend $100,000 in legal fees. But on the other hand, you want people to vote and not to be intimidated by it. How do you do that? How do you thread that needle?
It is a fine line, but we have a lot of good friends, Domingo Garcia, who's an attorney, and we're ready to stand behind them. What we need them to know is that they're not alone, yeah, that we're going to fight back with them. And so we're working together with several other, we're looking to talk to ACLU. Maldan Fatima Mendez was there with us today to see how it is that we can set up a defense team. That's for great. Our people, for the Latinos in the community, so that they know, because you're right, they're on fixed incomes.
Yeah.
They don't have the money to hire an attorney.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the first things that they told me. And I said, you don't worry about that. You let me worry about that. We're going to get together with all the civil rights organizations in Texas, yeah, and across the country, so that we can begin to fight back and fight back immediately. So we're hoping to get that in, a complaint done with the Department of Justice sooner than later.
You're doing God's work, Gabriel. How can people who are listening to this program right now reach out and help? Is there anything that we can do?
Well, we're going to be setting up. Go to our website, make donations to the League of United at LULAC.org, the national office, mm-hmm, or go to the Texas website, either one.
What is the Texas website?
Get in there. It is TexasLULAC.org, I believe. I'm not too sure. I'm so sorry. I'm all kind of out there. Go in there and leave us a message. Let us know that you want to support. One of the things you can do is we're doing a robust voter registration across the state.
Yeah.
So we're going to be in Houston. We're going to because this terrorist tactic, it begins with them tearing down our public schools. It begins with them also terrorizing the immigrant population who bring $4.9 million to the economy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I found your website. It's TexasStateLULAC.com. TexasState, STATELULAC.com.
Yes.
So anybody listening, get over there and see how you can help out. This is a real battle, and these Republicans in Texas, particularly Ken Paxton, who himself has been accused of multiple crimes in office, this is just wrong. This is criminal. Gabriel Rosales, the Texas LULAC State Director, and again the website, TexasStateLULAC.com. Thanks so much for dropping by, Gabriel.
No, I appreciate you. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. It's 17 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of
Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
I mean,
at your
it's
house
a whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump and Las Vita might get Swift boated already. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves' starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
From Los Angeles to Columbia, South Carolina, from Birmingham, Alabama to Baltimore, universal basic income programs are chalking up proof after proof of their viability. Basically, just giving people, low-income people, poor people, somewhere between $500 and $1,500 a month, no strings attached, is lifting people out of poverty, getting them back on track, getting them into solid middle-class jobs, helping their children tremendously. This works. Now, we don't have to do UBI in the United States. We're the only developed country in the world that doesn't have a national health care program. Health expenses are whacking a lot of low-income people. We're the only country, developed country in the world that doesn't have free college education. Education expenses are whacking people. There's a lot we could do. We can subsidize housing. We can subsidize food. We do that with food stamps. We could expand it. There's a lot we could do to benefit from this. There's a whole report about that over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
From the sunrise on the eastern shore to the sunset where the oceans roar, America's beauty, vast and wide. From coast to coast, we share with pride.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Tim. The Republicans think they've got Tim Walz. We nailed him. We finally nailed him. We found the scandal, right? This is like, you know, John Kerry claiming that he was wounded when he, in fact, put a Band-Aid on, which, of course, was a lie. But here it is. There's Tim Walz has posted on social media two pictures of him and his dog, or him and a dog. One is him holding this black dog, who is his black Labrador, and his name is Scout. And the other is a picture of Tim Walz, on one knee, petting a brown dog and talking about how Scout had a wonderful day at the dog park in the social media thing. And so the Republicans, now here's what's happened, was his dog Scout met a friend in the dog park. So the picture from the second picture social media where he says Scout met a friend at the dog park, that's the picture of Scout's friend. It's not the picture of Scout. You got this? So Here's two pictures, Tim Walz. One is with him and his dog, and the other is with him and the dog friend that his dog made at the local dog park. I mean, this is just a typical kind of American thing, right? I mean, we take our dogs to a dog park, and they make friends, and, you know. But Republicans have gone nuts. This is just Dustin Gage posted these things. And he says, yep, this is Tim Walz tweeting about his dog, Scout. Only problem is these are two completely different dogs. Well, yeah, read the second message, you idiot. Republican U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri, right? A U.S. senator responds, why would Tim Walz do this? It's creepy, TM, and weird, TM. Like he's trademarking creepy and weird. Oh, this is kind of creepy and weird, Senator Schmidt, that you would think, you know, and another person, another right-winger says, well, apparently Scout only sometimes identifies as a dog of color. Right. You know, this is referencing Vice President Harris's, or Donald Trump questioning Vice President Harris's race when he was talking to the National Association of Black Journalists. The producer for the old Rush Limbaugh show, Broan Doherty, says, I look forward to Tim Walz's explanation. And can you imagine if J.D. Vance tweeted about his dog, Scout, and it was two different dogs? Well, yeah, if the second one was the friend that your dog made in the dog park, I can imagine it. But I don't think J.D. Vance has a dog, does he? I know Donald Trump doesn't. He hates dogs. He hates cats. He hates pets of all kinds. He thinks that they're unsanitary and covered with, germs. Speaking of Donald Trump, by the way, this morning he was at Arlington National Cemetery. Yep, Corporal Burns, Cadet Bone Spurs, actually had the audacity to go to Arlington National Cemetery and lay a wreath. Bizarre. So A.J. Delgado, who used to be a Trump campaign staffer, actually, says, these morons have such low thinking skills that it didn't occur to them that Walz was taking a photo with another dog because they're at the dog park and referencing the Scout enjoyed it. He's not saying it's Scott, Scout featured in the picture. Morons. I mean, this is all you've got, Republicans? Really? This is your big scandal? Is, oh my God, this second dog doesn't look like the first dog. Well, amazing. Meanwhile, the corporate fat cats in America are having conversations about which politicians should we be bribing. Now that the Supreme Court has made it legal for us to bribe politicians, who should we be bribing? And they're talking about it in their earnings reports. I'll tell you about that right after the break, and then I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Do you get stressed because your monthly income just doesn't seem to cover the bills anymore? Well, you're not alone. Most Americans feel this way every day. Everything is still ridiculously expensive, and we're all reaching more and more for credit cards to cover the basics like childcare, insurance, power, and food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, you need to call American Financing. They're helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high-interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way.
Interest rates have dropped, and a company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average, and waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
From ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. U.S. and Iraqi forces now say they conducted a raid in western Iraq earlier this week, which targeted and killed 15 ISIS militants. Five U.S. personnel were wounded, a defense official tells ABC News, and an additional two were injured from falls during the operation. In the race for the White House, the abortion battle is heating up. ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran reports.
Trump is trying to play cleanup after he indicated he might support a referendum on the ballot in his home state of Florida that aims to overturn the state's near total abortion ban. The campaign quickly issued a statement. President Trump has not yet said how he will vote on the ballot initiative in Florida. He simply reiterated that he believes 6 weeks is too short. When Trump was asked again, he said, "I'll be voting no."
The Harris-Walz campaign, meanwhile, has announced a reproductive freedom bus tour starting in Florida next week. You're listening to ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It really does feel like we're the center of the presidential election here in the Badger State. This week, we had a visit from President Donald Trump in La Crosse, and then his running mate for Vice President J.D. Vance was in De Pere, and then the Democrats will be back here next week. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz will be in Milwaukee on Monday, and President Joe Biden will be in southwestern Wisconsin on Tuesday. And expect some heavier traffic this weekend, of course. Domestic travel is expected to be 9% higher than it was last year. And a gallon of gas is 34 cents cheaper than last year, too. AAA says the busiest times on the road are Friday afternoon. Luckily, that's behind us now. And all day Monday, so just be ready to be patient. Airports are also expected to be swamped. Enjoy, and wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, please be safe on this long weekend. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a celebrity, every summer is the summer to get drunk in the Hamptons and run off the road. But this is the summer to get caught doing so. First, it was Justin Timberlake, and now we'll add disgraced TV host Matt Lauer's daughter, Rami, to the list. Page Six reports that Rami, 20 years old and an avid equestrian, went off the road in the early morning hours of July 5th and fled the scene, but left a license plate behind. Someone should have told her that horses don't need license plates. The hat worn by Harrison Ford in the movie Indiana Jones Temple of Doom recently sold in an auction for $630,000. The hat was showcased early in the film when Jones and Short Round jumped from a plane about to crash. The high cost for the hat was much more than other celebrity items that were auctioned off, such as Justin Timberlake's French toast that went for just over $1,000 in 2000, or Scarlett Johansson's used tissue from The Tonight Show in 2008. True stories. Check them out.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low close to 60. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow. Highs in the mid-80s. Mid-70s for highs Sunday and Labor Day. More sun. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Currently at 64 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we sit down and talk to labor leaders from all over Wisconsin for our Labor Day celebration. Please join us and happy Labor Day.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Book Embracing Atheism. Ben Franklin fled Massachusetts as a teenager to escape the religious threats, and Thomas Jefferson went off on it regularly. There's a whole piece about how the Republicans are trying to impose a new dark age on America. It's all laid out, all the quotes and all the links over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
You see the world around you, it's changing every day. Frustration in your heart and you don't know what to say. You feel the weight of anger, the heaviness of fear. But there's a way to make a change, the path is crystal clear. Don't just sit there waiting for the tide to turn. Rise up and take your stand. Let your passion burn. Don't get mad, get involved, let your voice be heard.
Yep, tag, you're it. 35 minutes past the hour of Rise in Election Talk from U.S. executives highlights policy uncertainty, writes the headline over at Meta Singh's piece on Reuters, the news service. Meta writes, U.S. company executives are talking much more about the upcoming presidential election than they did 4 years ago. In company earnings calls, and this is where, you know, the senior executives of the company get on the phone with the largest shareholders, generally speaking. Over the last 2 months, ending August 15th, mentions of election or White House were 34% higher than the corresponding period 2020. After energy and carbon emissions, including renewables and electric vehicles, the Inflation Reduction Act, tariffs, and trade were the most talked about policy topics by companies which cited elections. In other words, this is what they're worried about. They're worried, these companies are worried that a Harris administration might crack down on fossil fuel emissions, might continue to promote electric vehicles and renewables, that they might expand the Inflation Reduction Act, that they might impose tariffs on some products, some strategic products to encourage domestic manufacturing. And frankly, I think all these things are going to happen. Sam Stovall, the chief investment strategist at CFRA Research, says company profits could be affected materially depending on which party gains the White House, especially if it's either a red or blue wave. Dave Wagner, who's the portfolio management at Aptus Capital Advisors, says it all comes down to taxes. That's the rally killer for this market. In other words, these big business guys are afraid that Harris is going to raise taxes. He goes on to say the new corporate tax rate is an instant haircut to earnings growth. That's why a lot of these companies are really starting to talk about this to get ahead of the curve. Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, is proposing increasing the corporate tax. When Trump came into office, the top income tax rate for corporations, and keep in mind, corporations only pay this on after-tax profits. So, you know, it's fairly easy to have a company show no profit at all. You just, you know, invest in, you know, pay your employees more, or invest in research and development, develop a new product line, build a new factory. All those things are tax-deductible expenses and reduce your profits. But nonetheless, the top income tax rate was 35% when Trump came into office in 2017. He dropped it down to 21%. Kamala Harris is saying, let's take it back up to 28%. Now, keep in mind, when Dwight Eisenhower was president, it was 50%, which is where it should be. But anyhow, these executives, they're sitting around going, well, you know, I don't know what we should do. The Supreme Court said we can bribe politicians. Which politicians should we be bribing? It's a tough question. Anyhow, what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Having heard some of the earlier callers, I felt compelled to call in because, for me, the last week has been just fantastic.
Okay.
You know,
how so?
Oh, I do... I do the kind of Norma thing, but differently. I will walk around with my T-shirts and hats and other stuff. Mm-hmm. And the number of people who have approached me has grown tenfold. Mm-hmm. And they're all the same. They're all excited. They want to find out more. They're like on my side. And I get the sense of feeling of freedom. I feel like they're not afraid to have to talk about this now. And, you know, I'm just really seeing a sea change of mood here. And, you know, I just want to give that energy to everybody. Try it out. It's working, you know?
That's great. That's great. I don't know if you've got this in your collection, but over on Amazon, there's a company that does custom hats. And I got a camo hat. In fact, I don't know if you can see it in the show. Actually, I can put it. This is it. It's a camo hat and it says Harris Walls on it. And, you know, the campaign is offering these, but they say they're not going to start shipping them until October. And so I just ordered one on Amazon. Actually, I ordered four of them. And, you know, give them to my family members. You know, I wore it to work the other day, and there was one couple that I walked by, and the woman gave me this kind of, not quite a thumbs up, you know, more like with her face than her thumb. And her husband scowled at me.
That'll happen. Well, you know, one thing about that, Tom, just so you know, I don't put those on my site, and I'm surprised Amazon lets you do it, because if I'm competing against Harrison Waltz, I'm not allowed to, but also I don't want to. I want them to get the income from the sale of those items.
Yeah.
Mine will be similar to theirs, and actually I have some of their material that I wear as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's
and
good.
So that's the reason why you probably won't see that on my site. Just I should mention that, because sometimes people ask me for certain types of things, and I say I can't.
No, I ordered one. You know, I went to the DNC site to order one when I learned that they were selling them, you know, I put my credit card in and everything, and then it said, you know, it will ship in October, and I thought, well, I want one right now. So that's why I ended up at Amazon.
That's actually kind of that's where I sometimes I don't want to be critical, but that's where they should be doing something different to get them out, because they need to be out early.
I agree. They should have contracted.
You know.
Well, I think the problem is that they're only contracting with union firms, and there's not enough union shops in America that are doing that kind of stuff. You know, there's little doubt in my mind. In fact, the company that I did this through, Amazon, is apparently a little family-owned business. You know, so it's not a union shop. I mean, it probably doesn't have that many employees. So anyway, Ziggy, I got to move along. But thanks for the call, and keep up the great work. And tell people what your website is once more.
Oh, endbribes.com, and you got two different stores you can get directed to. I've got some new stuff that I've got from the convention. I'm putting together dozens of new items from the ideas I got from the convention.
Great. Okay, cool. Thank you, Ziggy.
All right.
Good talking to you.
All right, take care, Tom.
You too.
All right, bye.
Brad in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. So, first part, I want to say that what is happening, or ask, what is happening with CNN? So I listened to the CNN Sunday show, and when Jake Tapper was interviewing Lindsey Graham was saying some of the most vile lies. Democrats want abortion up till 9 months, time at birth. He literally said that. There was no pushback, no objection. The only thing Tapper said was, well, there was a lot of stuff that we should dive into, or not dive into there, but let's go on to another question.
Right.
And Lindsey Graham was just espousing these lies that I keep hearing.
I know. J.D. Vance did the same thing in an interview with Jake Tapper the week earlier. And they had and after the Democratic convention, they had a panel where they had eight people, and they said, these people are all undecided voters. And one of them
wasn't.
Exactly. One of them was not just a Trump supporter, but an outspoken Trump supporter with a huge social media presence, mm-hmm. who told CNN on several occasions that he was a Trump supporter. And at the very end, he was, you know, yeah, I'm still voting for Donald Trump. And, you know, he was a ringer. And I think CNN is trying to put their thumb on the scale. I really do. I get it that, you know, the new head of the network and the new head of programming are both Republicans. They're both right wingers. And that probably has something to do with it, Brad.
Well, it's I've seen a little bit of shift on Fox News as well. Fox News on their reporting, just as the Daily Show shows. If I watch MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, and I even tune in Newsmax every once in a while, only when it's big stories. And I see a little bit of shift on Fox News of getting kind of bringing in more Democratic voices, not just
getting away from their fringe right.
Yeah, but, although you know, during the convention when Adam Kinzinger was speaking, Fox News cut him off. They did not show him at all. They just had their commentators on talking, you know, all during that time, because they did not want their Republicans to see a Republican who was saying, I'm a Republican, I continue to be a Republican, and, you know, I'm a conservative, and I'm not changing, but I am voting for Harris and Walz. And, you know, they just did not want that. So, you know, it's really unfortunate that, I mean, you know, obviously Fox News is going to do that. They're a propaganda channel, but CNN has been veering in that direction more and more. Very unfortunate. Brad, thanks. Thanks a lot for the call. Good to hear from you. We'll be right back. It's 44 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Everywhere.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Everybody's all excited about how Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are doing so well in the polls, and there's so much energy around the Democratic candidacy, and that's great. And we need to keep that up. And Trump seems to be going down in flames, you know, the Fat Elvis phase of his life or his career. But it's important to realize that over $6 billion has been raised so far in dark money from mostly right-wing billionaires and big corporations, and none of it has been spent yet. September, October, it's coming. There's a tsunami of dark money coming, and we need to get ready for it. And the big way to get ready for it is to double down on registering people to vote, phone banking, sending out postcards, talking to neighbors and friends, getting the word out, because it's gonna come down to people. It's gonna come down to people power. There's a whole article about this called "Will Democracy Survive the Tsunami of Dark Right-Wing Money Coming This Fall?" over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out.
In the heart of the city, out in the countryside.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Maureen in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, Maureen, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. Well, now Trump is trying to change the rules on the debate, September 10th.
Yeah.
He wants to have the microphones muted again.
Right.
Like he did in the debate with Biden. Well, that, you know, poor Biden looked so bad in that debate. And I think it was a couple weeks afterwards was an interview that Joe Biden had with George Stephanopoulos.
Mm-hmm.
And he explained that while he was talking, Trump just kept talking also. You know, so Biden couldn't keep his thoughts because Trump just kept talking.
Right.
But because Trump's microphone was muted, all of us viewers did not know that that was happening.
Right.
And I think that the moderator should have said something, but they didn't. But it was just such a shame because everyone just went how bad Biden looked.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing this interview, it never went anywhere else. That was the only time I ever heard them talk about that.
That's interesting. And, I didn't catch that.
It was just a shame. And it made so much sense because, mm-hmm. you know, Trump, it was kind of like what he did with Hillary, walking behind her and intimidating her. So now him and his whole team realized how great that worked and how bad Biden looked. So now they want to do the same thing to Kamala.
Yeah.
And hopefully her team, I don't think they'll cave.
No, and she will not be intimidated. She's going to eat his lunch. She's
right.
just going to eat his lunch. And he
right.
knows it. And that's why I think there's a good chance he's going to back out of this debate. He's
just
terrified right now. So
it was just a shame. And I keep trying to tell people about what happened that day, because it makes me mad that the media never reported that about Joe Biden. Just let him look like an old man. You know, they just went on with that. And it was the only time I heard him say that.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah, fascinating.
Yeah.
Maureen, thank you. Thanks for setting the record straight.
Okay.
Appreciate the call. Diane in Ann Arbor. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Say, I have a solution for this last call about talking over. Remember those game shows where they put them in a sound box?
put
each of them in a sound box. And then when Trump starts, you know, going on, cut him off completely so he can just, his mouth is moving, but no sound is coming out inside his sound box.
But the dynamic is reversed here, Diane. Now it's going to be Kamala Harris interrupting Trump every time he tells a lie. And that's what he's trying to prevent.
I hope she does it because
I do too.
I hope she
will.
Does.
She will.
But the reason... I hope so. The reason I called is, have you ever listened to David Feldman? Did you listen to him?
I don't. I'm not familiar with who that is.
When I watch him, I think of you. When I think of when I watch,
you mean David Pakman on the evening in the evening on First Beach TV?
No. David Feldman, F-E-L-D-M-A-N. Please write that down.
Okay.
And here's a YouTube. He's on YouTube, and give him a try. Here's a good one. Trump turns away from base. That's it. Trump turns away from base. Mm-hmm. Put that in and listen to this man. He is so knowledgeable. He does his homework, mm-hmm. and he brings up stuff that I think you and he would have a really good conversation over a beer or whatever.
Right.
You both would keep up with each other.
Okay.
But it's just so many good things about how the winning, you know, map and all this and this and that. Things you never think of.
Yeah.
Okay, so then he says, and I'm with this. I'm all over Harris and Walz, you know, winning. I think they're there. I really do. Congress, we got a whole Congress, and
we've got to take the Senate. John Tester is going to be the key to that.
There you go. That's the reason for me calling them, what he talked about, the trifecta. We got to keep that so we can get through the second Bill of Rights. Essentially, is what Kamala is talking about. That's essentially what she's talking about.
Yep.
And he talked about John Tester. He got me so fired up, I called and contributed money to him because he says we cannot do it without Tester.
Yeah, no, it's Tester true. It's absolutely true.
Recently,
and that's the key to holding the Senate. Diana, I need to move along, but thank you for the call, and thanks for the recommendation. Mark in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, actually, I'm in a little town called Branchville, whose claim to fame is the oldest railroad junction in the world.
Oh, cool. Let me fix that. Did you say Branchville?
Branchville, B-R-A-N-C-H-V-I-L-L-E. Branchville, South Carolina.
I'll have it correct next time.
I was just thinking, and something popped into my head when we were in school. They talked about medieval times and how there was landowners and serfs.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me like that's what the Republican Party wants. They don't want the middle class because they are a very powerful voice right now. And starting with Reagan, they tried to, you know, diminish what
that was Reagan's. Those were his marching orders. There was this widespread belief among Republicans. There still is. But Russell Kirk championed this back in 1951 with his book, The Conservative Mind. This widespread belief among Republicans that if the middle class gets too large, too prosperous, that it will cause social chaos in the United States. And so you've got to gut the middle class. That was Reagan's mandate, and he did it. He did it.
Yeah, he did. Same thing with the how the economy seems to run off the stock market when it never used to.
Yeah.
And now Reagan got rid of all the, you know,
we used to have labor sections in the newspapers, you know. I mean, I grew up in Michigan, and the Detroit Free Press, as I recall, always had a business section, and the Detroit News always had a labor section. I might have them backwards, but, you know, all that's gone now, and you can thank Reagan for that. Mark, spot on. Thank you very much for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour here. Our buddy Greg Palast will be with us on the other side of this break about Bob Kennedy and his brain worm. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm in my new time slot from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and we'll be doing my show from Madison, where joining me in studio will be award-winning filmmaker and record producer Wendy Schneider.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of
Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
I mean, it's a whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump and Las Vegas might get Swift boated, all right. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.